podcast from Art to Industry by Creative Spark Poltava. Hello, you are listening to an educational audio podcast on creative entrepreneurship created as a part of the British Council's Higher Educational Enterprise Programme. Today we will talk about where ideas come from and how to create a successful creative idea. Today with you are Alexander Rustyan, Creative Spark Poltava Project Manager, and Giovanna Radulovic, Head of the School of Mechanical and Design Engineering at the University of Portsmouth, with whom we are collaborating on this project. Hello, Giovanna.
Hello, Alex.
When my team and I were planning a podcast program, Giovanna, it was you who insisted to devoting an entire episode to the topic of generating ideas. Why do you think this topic is so important?
Yes, I really think this topic is important because idea generation is a process of creating, developing, and communicating abstract, concrete, or visual ideas. Idea generation is the start of the idea management process and it focuses on coming up with possible solutions to problems and opportunities. Ideas are the first step towards making improvement. Ideation is the act of forming ideas. It is a creative process that encompasses the generation, development, and communication of new thoughts and concepts, which in the field of cultural industries becomes the basis of innovation. For example, each of us has a hobby. There are cases when people doing their favorite activity start to monetize it, turning it into a business idea. There are many ideas for creative handmade products that can be sold online. For example, Brooklyn Candle Studio is one of many handmade manufacturers currently working on Shopify that started on Etsy. They produce their candles in an environmentally friendly way using soy wax and phthalate-free perfume oils filled with essential oils. Another example is an online store, Bookhu, founded by a married couple selling handmade household items, candles and soap namely, and functional bags. So if you make soap, candles, ceramics and other interior items with your own hands, you have unique skills to find a business idea for the internet because product development and purchasing are literally in your hands. Since the beginning of the pandemic, many people have been left without work, isolated in their own homes, and have considered alternative ways of earning money. That's why monetizing your own hobbies sounds like a great idea to me.
Yes, that's great. In Ukraine, there are also successful examples of creative businesses that are successfully sold abroad through international marketplaces. For example, the company that makes wooden maps of the world, Enjoy the Wood. Many people are inspired by such examples and people wonder how to find their breakthrough creative ideas and what methods can help in generating ideas.
Everyone needs a little challenge or inspiration to get them into the routine of constantly contributing ideas. There are several idea generation techniques. These are creative tools that help generate ideas in any situation. From games to challenges to concepts, these are a couple of methods that everyone can use. One of the methods is first principles design. This creative ideation technique was recently popularized by Elon Musk. In his tweet, he said, "When you strip your idea of investigation back to its first principles, you can bypass traditional solutions in order to reach exciting new conclusions. It's all about not simply doing things the same way, because that's how other people have been doing it. It is going back to core truths and the bare facts, so-called starting from first principles. We start by making a list of all the things we think we know about the subject. Then, for each entry, we ask ourselves, how and why did we know that piece of information? Were we told about it? Did we experience it ourselves? What is the evidence that supports this idea? And once we establish what is real, we work from there." Also, a good method for me is blue sky thinking. If there were absolutely no limits, no judgments, and no consequences, where would our imagination take us? That's the question behind blue sky thinking. In this type of idea generation, we will go wherever the imagination takes us. We create a space where all ideas are welcome, no matter how crazy, silly, or unlikely they may initially seem. Try not to judge yourself while you're having ideas, and instead ask yourself, what if? This small flight of fantasy helps us unlock creativity. There will be plenty of time to evaluate the ideas later, but for the blue sky thinking, imagine anything is possible. We also use the method, the 5 W's and the H. I use this with my students. It means who, what, where, why, when, and how. The 5 questions that any good journalist needs to answer in their opening paragraph. It might sound simple, but answering these 5 questions when faced with any challenge can be one of the easiest ways to define our parameters in order to generate a practical, realistic solution. However, there are many other methods such as mind mapping, collaborative innovation, yes, and social listening techniques, idea capture, thinking hats, creating word banks, and others.
Very interesting. That is, there are many methods and everyone can choose the one they like best. However, I believe that not only a successful method affects the idea, but also the team itself. I know that there are many ways to develop your creativity.
Yes, Alex, you're right. We have already researched the issue of developing creativity with the professors of Poltava University of Economics and Trade and have a joint podcast, Creativity for the Creative.
By the way, you can listen to this podcast on the Creative Spark Poltava channel. But I noticed that when we come together as a team to create certain ideas, each time the effectiveness may be very different. Probably our environment, place, mood influence the creation of ideas. How to create the most favorable environment for generating ideas? How to organize the process of generating new ideas in the best way?
The environment makes a big difference to our creativity and the way our brain works. Our surroundings, like temperature or light, influence our brain activity. We can simulate our ideas generation by producing environment that help creativity. Moderate ambient noise levels are best for creative thinking. Loud music is not recommended, and a quiet environment helps us focus, which makes it difficult for us to think creatively. Comfortable clothes and comfortable seating are advised. During idea generation, we are meant to get outside our comfort zone, which is difficult if we are already uncomfortable. This also means making sure that it's not too hot or too cold in the room or the immediate environment where we are generating ideas. It is important that everybody is comfortable. Food and refreshments are also welcome, but try providing energizing snacks. A heavy meal can make us sleepy.
But I noticed that sometimes good ideas do not come immediately. We can get together with colleagues to discuss an issue and not to find a solution. Then we break up, do other things, and after a while, a good idea can come by itself.
Yes, regular breaks are advisable to take a step back from ideation and let some ideas incubate. The incubation of ideas often leads to moments of problem-solving insight. A leisurely walk outside or a quick physical activity can make a difference to idea generation dynamics. Some creative spaces are built with creative thinking in mind and include interesting architectural elements, word walls, toys, games, group and private workspaces, and stunning views. Away days are also effective. Changing the familiar environment with something new and different helps spark creativity. Having a dedicated person to take notes and record ideas can be helpful. That allows participants to talk and think without worrying about taking notes or losing any ideas. Break out into smaller groups for one-on-one ideation and ideally pairing people with different strengths and interests, for example, clients with consumers, also works well. Interaction and involvement of everybody is key. The visual simulation in the room is great for the creative mind. There could be pictures related to the topic around the room to spark inspiration. Having things available to hold, touch, feel and play are also effective. This is called embodied cognition. Keeping hands busy allows the mind to think more effectively. Fiddling with toys can distract the mind and allow for free-flowing connections to be made.
That's interesting. It turns out that every detail is important. No wonder why leading IT and creative companies pay so much attention to their offices. In order to create pipeline for creating creative ideas, you need to create super comfortable environment. By the way, I have heard that there are many exemplary creative hubs in Britain. I know that the University of Portsmouth stimulates the development of creativity and has successful cases of creating student startups, which then grow into successful businesses.
You are right. Britain has all the conditions for this. This environment is created by entrepreneurs and has the support of government organizations. Almost every university has its own creative hub or startup incubator where students, young entrepreneurs, work with mentors or their teams. Across the UK, there are many innovation and creative hubs, integral to the sustainability and growth of the creative economy. Nesta defines a creative hub as a physical or virtual place that brings enterprising people together who work in the creative and cultural industries. Creative hubs are made up of many shapes and sizes, from buildings that house creative practitioners and businesses, to temporary labs and incubation spaces, which ignite innovation, to online networks that bring people together through an annual program of events. While some spaces specialize in a specific sector, for example, a design hub, others bring a wide range of disciplines together. A hub could have a few or a few thousand people. Every creative hub is specific to its geographic position, cultural context, community, and funding. Hubs normally provide business startup and development support, workshop and mentoring, prototyping and fabrication space, networking and events, and research and development. Being a part of a hub makes micro SMEs and the freelancers feel part of a larger community. As micro SMEs and freelancers normally work from home, in the hub they're able to connect and collaborate with the community and grow. Together, they can pitch for work, access resources and tools, inspire one another, and attract investment as a collective of disciplines.
Perfect. Unfortunately, there are not many creative hubs in Ukraine, but they are appearing. I hope that there will be more and more of them every year. That is, to generate an idea, it is very important to develop your own creativity. It is important to create an appropriate environment and atmosphere, put a team together to choose a method of generating an idea. And let's assume that everything went well for us during the ideaturn. We generated a lot of ideas. How to determine which one is the right one? How to choose the most successful and most promising?
When idea generation has finished, we collect, categorize, refine, and narrow down the best idea, solution, or strategy. The selection of ideas requires knowledge, experience, and methodology. Through the idea screening or idea evaluation process, we often go back and forth, and some ideas can further develop. In the process of selecting ideas, it is important to remember that there is something great about each of the ideas generated. In the idea selection, we must not overlook good ideas, but bad ideas have to be identified and eliminated very quickly so we can focus on the promising ones. In the selection process, clear goals and criteria have to be defined. Which kind of ideas we want? For example, are we looking for something radical or incremental innovation? everybody will instinctively have different views and opinions on the generated ideas. And it's important that evaluation criteria is clear and understandable to everybody. There are several methods we can use to select the best idea quickly and efficiently. Converging, post-it voting or dot voting, four categories method, bingo selection, idea affinity diagrams, and others. Whichever idea selection method we use, it is essential that ideas are evaluated based on defined selection criteria, and then we rank them according to how they meet these criteria. These idea selection criteria will help us choose ideas which fit well into our goals and needs. Typical questions to define criteria are: does it fit with people's needs? Is there demand? Does it really meet the goals set initially? Does it meet the requirements in our problem statement? Does it answer our how might we questions in a satisfying way? Is it different enough from what exists to add additional value? Do we have access to the budget, enough to implement even partially? Is the technology available? Will we be able to roll it out with the available resources? Can we get approval from decision makers? And many other important questions.
Okay, let's say we have answered all these questions, but how can we evaluate our answers and choose an idea to implement?
For this step, we can use different techniques. One is apply the now, wow, how matrix provides a mechanism for evaluating ideas based on. Now, ideas that can be implemented immediately, but which lack novelty. Wow, ideas that can be implemented and are innovative. And how, ideas that could possibly be implemented in the future. That way, we differentiate now, wow, and how ideas. Another technique is Edward de Bono's Six Thinking Hats. This technique provides a range of thinking styles to apply to idea selection. It involves purposely evaluating and considering ideas through various mindsets, so as to uncover the widest range of possible angles. It helps break participants out of their set styles of thinking and forces them to look at ideas being assessed from multiple viewpoints and assessment criteria.
Thank you, Giovanna. There are really very good methods. We use them during the ideation with students and entrepreneurs.
By the way, working with creative people, teaching them and organizing ideations, I can say that people themselves are a source of ideas that inspire others with their creativity and creative projects. And in general, creative people are very interesting. They are just full of ideas. I watched them during Ideatons with admiration. But what should an artist do if he has a creative crisis?
It's great working in a creative industry, but it can be tricky to stay enthusiastic and inspired all the time. Leading designers and artists advise that we should stay persistent and patient and have faith in ourselves. Creative crises or creative block, when they happen, they're only temporary. Don't give up too soon and don't put pressure on yourself. Search for references and discuss it with others. Change your routine and get a fresh perspective. Don't be afraid to step away, and don't be afraid to push the boundaries. Expand your mind and explore other disciplines. Go against the flow and broaden your horizons. Look back at your life lessons and experiences and tap into your subconsciousness. When ideas start emerging, write them down on paper and always carry a sketchbook. Grab some you time and sleep on it.
I think your advice will be useful to our listeners. I hope that using them, we will see the growth of creative sector and an increase in the number of creative ideas that will grow into successful projects and monetize. Thank you, Giovanna, for our conversation today.
Thank you, Alex.
And today you listen to a podcast about creative entrepreneurship from art to industry by Creative Spark Poltava, created as a part of the British Council's Higher Educational Enterprise Program. In the next episode, we will talk about how to turn a creative idea into successful business. And today you were with Alexander Rustyan and Jovana Radulovic.